Ghostly Talk! And finally, we are broadcasting again from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on April 5th, 2009.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Very, very nice, just like last week. Tonight, one of our oldest and closest friends, the lovely Tamara Thorne, returns. We talk the cosmic paradigm with another return guest, Mark Kimmel. The Haunted Warren Winery.
When's the last time we've been here?
Oh, months and months and months ago. We put all this work into, you put a lot of work into making a wonderful studio, a place where we can do Ghostly Talk, our hobby, one of our passions, and we just haven't been here for quite a while.
Oh, no, and there's a reason for that. I gotta get things reorganized here. My keyboard's broken. Everything's screwed up. I gotta move mics. We did the show, as you guys heard last week. We did our anniversary show.
Yeah.
For the first time in studio, or kind of it. We weren't in this studio. We were at the Haunted Bear Den.
Yeah. The Haunted Bear Den.
In here in Michigan, but not here in Warren, Michigan. Which came out without a hitch. Came out really, really good. It was a nice bench run for the new people we're working with here on the show and stuff like that. We work with a lot of people. You know, I shouldn't make this out like the, you know, we mentioned last week, there's a great number of wonderful affiliates that push the show out, whether it's live or archived or whatever it may be. They distribute the show for us, and we really appreciate that. We're doing this joint thing now with the Supernatural Radio Network people. Good bunch of people, and they've been helping us out a lot here. We got a new chat room, which is we're working through their chat room now. So we're making a few changes here, which is, you know, hey, totally cool. Some new stuff here for a new year, because now we're officially, I guess we could say, we're on our eighth year of broadcasting this show.
Absolutely true.
Yes.
And it feels great. It feels great. I know that we've come a long way. Very long way, personally, professionally, individually, and collectively. We have come a long way in 7 years, and this eighth year, I think, is going to be yet another groundbreaking and learning year.
You know, there's been it goes without saying we've been hitting. I don't even want to say it's a rough patch, but I did. You know, we did say that we've had some professional obligations to make. It's on the website, so we appreciate everybody who's been kind of working with us through that. This is, like we said a second ago, this is our first time back here actually in the studio.
Quite a while. I miss it. I absolutely miss it.
We got more good news for you. More good news. Because next weekend's Easter.
Yes. Right? Next weekend is absolutely Easter.
We used to do the show on Easter. We don't do it anymore on Easter.
No, we don't.
So there.
We used to do the show on Super Bowl Sunday. We don't do the show on Super Bowl Sunday.
Enjoy. Yeah. We're going to be gone again next week. But I know that when we come back from next week, we're going to be back on a regular thing. And then we go into touring season, so then forget it.
But it's like, okay, put every Sunday in a pot, stir it up, and we'll just draw.
We'll draw randomly. We're talking half the shows out there are done. And I think it's pretty cool. I've talked to some people. I think Steve from Michigan Paranormal Underground Radio. I think there's a new name for that. Of course, it totally escapes me now. So sorry, Steve. I can look it up right now, as a matter of fact. So I'll mention that again. But Steve, he kind of does his show randomly. He just kind of does it whenever he wants.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of interesting. You know, he just goes out. He just kind of says, I just kind of do whatever I want, and, you know, that's cool, whatever, you know.
Right.
Which, you know, for that, I get a bit of, you know, having to, like, you know, okay, you got to be here. Whoops.
I can hear that.
How about you kill that?
Well, no, I just did kill it. I went to our MySpace page. Underground Paranormal Syndicate Radio.
Ah.
That's Steve's new show. They changed the name of it. Upsir, very nice.
Upsir,
there you go. There's your acronym. but yeah, he kind of does it randomly, which I think is kind of cool too. So, but yeah, we're here. We're doing the thing. We're doing our thing.
If we did the show randomly,
we'd never do it because we'd never get all three of us together at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it would be bad.
I would say, oh, I'm busy.
Have we done a show in 3 years? Yeah. No. No, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be like. It would be like that.
Well, we did have our fun little party last weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was semi-live. You know, we did. We recorded it last weekend. I mean, give us some credit. And now we're back here. We're going to be doing a live show tonight. We got a fun night. This is going to be a really cool night. We got two old school people coming back.
Absolutely.
You know, we've broken a lot of ground so far this year with a lot of new people. New faces we brought to the show that we thought were really interesting. And we're going to be doing a lot more of that. You're going to see a lot more of that. But tonight was really
I like the direction.
Yeah,
the 2009 Ghostly Talk direction, if there is one. It just is... it's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's refreshing. It feels very, very good to do. It feels... I'm learning a lot. It's really going well.
Mm-hmm.
With the... You know, we've got a mixture of new faces, old faces. Or, well, in radio, it would be new voices, old voices.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of concepts.
New ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's going to be kind of an old school thing. We got two people that are... That are coming on the show. Tamara, she's a regular. She's always going to be a regular. She was I want to say she was the first guest we ever really had on the show, but I could be wrong about that. I very well could be. I could go back and look at the archives.
She was one of the. We can talk about that on break.
I think she was one of the first.
I thought it was Heidi Hollis.
No. We have this wonderful website. Why don't we just use it? I mean, yeah. 2002, we didn't have any guests.
Yeah, you're going to have to search for a little bit, Scott.
2003, we had Res Miranda on.
Yes.
That was January 5th, 2003.
That was actually the first
That would be the first call-in guest.
The phone line.
Yes. I guess.
That would be the first phone-in interview guest kind of person, yeah.
Mark Russell Bell.
That would be what I would consider our first guest.
And then Michelle White Dove.
Yep, I remember.
And then... Where has Tamara? Tamara. Well, she returned right here.
So where did she return from?
Yeah. She
had 2002. Look at the end of 2002.
She had to have been here sometime.
See how well we know our show?
Well, this is a long time.
Well, I know we're going back the better, almost a decade here.
Let me do the search function.
Wow, this is professional.
Tamara. No, she's not there.
No.
So she's got to be here.
Return.
Maybe it's one of another lost archive that I don't know.
I wonder.
It's probably another lost. It may be.
Interesting.
Yeah, you know what it is?
It was, because, okay, yeah. She came on, yeah, okay. You know,
Ghostly Talk Lost Archive.
Those are the ones that I restored recently.
And one of them was
I think it was the 29th of June of 2003 we had her on.
Wow.
But she's been a regular guest, since then, pretty much. Since 2003, she's been coming on the show. And we're going to talk about a lot of really interesting stuff with her, a lot of fun stuff. She's been out and about doing her thing. We know she's always working on something, has something going on. And it's going to be really cool. And we've been trying to get Mark Kimmel back on the show for a long time. We've had him on a couple of times.
This fellow fascinates me.
Well, he gets like a big award because he stuck it out with us. I don't think it was the last time we had him on the show, but he really
the first time
was it the first time we had
I
him
think
on?
It was the first time. That was the night of that storm, wasn't it?
Where we actually like lost the phone line.
The phone line was literally down on the ground, and the neighbor guy that was at the haunted basement studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And the neighbor guy says, "You should pick that up," and I'm like, "I ain't touching that. That's not my job.
Yeah, I remember we were out there fighting with the neighbor guy.
Yeah.
Trying to do something here, man. You're going to have to...
I am not going to go and pick that up and, like, twist it into a tree so that it stays off the ground. It's I mean,
thankfully, it wasn't a power line.
If it was a power line, oh, heck no.
We wouldn't even come out of the house.
If it was a power line, I'd have pushed you both into it.
Thank you.
Love you.
She's like, I have an experiment I've always wanted to try.
Haunt this.
Yeah. But, yeah, Mark's going to be on. We're going to be talking to him later on about all kinds of weird stuff. It's just going to be one of those. It's going to be interesting to talk
Well,
to
his
again.
Books. I know Death
Trillion
and
Decimal.
Trillion
and Decimal.
Wow. And I mean, he's got fantastic ideas, just amazing insight. And
yeah.
Evidently, these books write themselves, which is so it's inspired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed by this.
Yeah, I have this in our notes, but I mean, I want to discuss this. We don't need to read their email just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Got a few emails like this, but this was the most well thought out one, I think. Okay. And it makes interesting points.
Are they all this negative? Or?
No.
Did anyone say anything good about the anniversary show?
No, everybody was cool. Everybody was totally cool. No, we have not had any really negative feedback. Like, you know, you guys are really ridiculous now. What have you done with your show? It sucks now. Why don't you just hang it up and give it
Evidently,
up?
Evidently, they need to re-listen to the show and learn
Doug
that.
Doug and I had severe ADD and didn't pay attention to anything.
I don't remember doing the show, but I heard.
Oh, you're talking about the anniversary show.
The anniversary show, yes.
We cranked through. Actually, what I realized I did is I screwed up the whole sequence of it, too. I thought I had it all planned out right with the longer breaks and stuff.
Yeah.
And I screwed up the whole sequence. And thank God we just got into this intense conversation towards the end of the thing, so we didn't need to take any breaks.
Yeah.
It saved us, because I didn't have any more stuff to play for breaks. I was like, oh, boy.
Oh, we could have just put on, like, It's Raining Men and YMCA and all those, you know, party classics.
No, but nobody.
At the Bear Den.
At the Bear Den. Yes.
But no, nobody killed us.
We do have a corner of the Bear Den just, you know, dedicated to party music.
Exactly.
So.
Yes, the kitchen is where they do the Macarena.
I don't remember that at all.
I have pictures.
Yeah, and I know. It's also where we dance to whatever that one.
Yes. I believe in a thing called love.
Yes, and that's got pictures of.
Is that Meatloaf?
No.
No, it's called...
It's The Darkness.
Yes, The Darkness.
Oh, I hate that stupid band. You actually own The Darknesses?
No.
Or somebody has The Darknesses?
I did. I purchased it
with
Pepsi points from Amazon, yes.
You bought that album?
No, not the album, just the song.
Just
for
the
five
song.
Pepsi points back
See,
last summer.
See that squealing sometime. High voice thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Doug and myself...
And Sean.
Danced, and Sean attempted to find the beat the entire time.
Yes.
Anyways, we need to say happy birthday to Kenneth Biddle before I forget.
Oh, it's Kenny's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kenny.
Yep, good friend of the show. Happy birthday. I didn't know it was his birthday.
You know, if you guys paid attention to things a little more often,
no,
I
don't
know. No,
I'm sorry, no.
Show.
If we lived on MySpace more, then we
I
know
I haven't
birthdays.
Been on MySpace in a
yeah.
long time.
Nah, that... I don't know anybody's, you know, and that's one of the upsides of Satan's website, because I've went to places that, like, you know, for, like, one of my side jobs I go to, right? I go there, like, once a week if I'm lucky now. And I remember this wasn't, you know, last year, actually. I remember this vividly, because I walked in there, and a guy that manages the place that I don't ever talk to.
Right.
But I'm friends with him on Satan's website.
Mm.
Comes and goes, happy birthday, Scott, by the way. And I'm like... How'd you know it was my birthday? Oh, come on. We're friends on Satan's website. I'm like,
Oh, okay. So I guess that's one of the upsides. You get more attention because people actually know when your birthday is. I can care less.
That's the goal.
I wonder if you go in and change your birthday, like, every month, and then every month somebody new is saying, oh, happy birthday, and then
you could do that.
Your, like, message area is just full of birthday wishes all year round. I think that would
that's
be
a cool
phenomenal.
Idea. That's actually a very cool idea. I'm going to start.
Do they lock it after you put it in the first time, or can you change it?
Do I run MySpace? I have no idea.
Well, anyway. You are dressed up. You could work for News Corp. I don't know.
Happy birthday, Ken. Happy birthday, Ken.
And I have to go now.
No, stay. It'll be a great show.
Got some interesting feedback from the anniversary show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Good segment.
It wasn't bad.
It was one of those, like,
it was
brick
cool.
wall segments.
And we'll get, I'm going to get to one of these emails here pretty soon. But I think we've been grinding the axe. Like I said, since the beginning of the year, we've been grinding the axe a little bit here. And, you know, part of the whole new vision, I guess, of what we're doing here is we really, you know, and I've heard other people say this, and it really touched home with me, was, you know, we've been going and actually looking for people to come on the show, you know, really going out there and going, you know, I stumbled upon your site or found your website and really found it fascinating. Would you like to come on the show? We do. And, you know, that's something we used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
We used to do a long time ago. And don't get me wrong, we still have a lot of people on that email us that want to be part of the show. You know, they want to come on the show. But
right.
Like I've been saying all year long, it's been this thing where it's been having to, like, really pick and choose who we have on so we don't get caught in a pitfall of, you know, what I'm talking about. I don't need to go too deep into it. But, you know, that's something I know I've been doing a lot more this year is just going and looking for people, trying, you know, that I think would be really interesting for the show. If it don't work, it don't work. I haven't heard anybody screaming and yelling at us just yet saying, you know, this is terrible, the new direction you're taking. It really isn't that drastic of a change here. You know?
It's not a drastic change, but it's one that I really welcome.
No, yeah, I think it's...
We've been doing more cutting edge. We've been doing controversial guests. I mean, literally guests that we would get emails beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
What are you having them on for? Well, I mean, it hasn't been quite like that, but it's been
similar. That's not what we're going for, though, either.
And we're not looking for that. We're looking for people who have something to say.
Yeah.
And we like it. And we want to learn from them.
Yeah. So it's that's kind of how it's going. I mean, I'm trying to make a point about this thing, you know, but I mean,
good
I think we beat the hell out of this thing.
A good point.
Frank. We beat the hell out of this thing, and I just want people to understand that. You know, it isn't turning into this thing where, you know, let's beat up on all the people out there or anything like that because, you know, we've been doing this show for 7 years now. It ain't like that at all. If any of you people get out there and go to these conferences that we're at every year, you see that we come there and hang out like everybody else does. There really isn't much of a difference,
mm-hmm.
and it isn't this. And I know that's going
we're
on.
We're not rock stars.
No.
You know what, screw it.
Well, Scott is.
I'm just going to read this email because I think it's interesting. And I don't know why the printer did this, but it did something really strange.
It made it really tiny print. Yeah.
Well, no. I did that intentionally because I fit it all on one page, but it's like my dear Scott L is like
in
buried
the
within
the
text.
Sentence.
I don't know what happened here. But let me hammer through this thing. Over the course of the last several episodes of Ghostly Talk, I feel that your opinions on the paranormal community, i.e. ghost hunting groups, paranormal TV, and MySpace, have been stated pretty clearly. While I respect your opinions, I wanted to try to offer a few counterpoints.
Can we... I don't know. Are we going to talk about it after reading the whole thing, or can
we can interject whatever you want. I don't care.
Well, I want to say, especially about MySpace, that my feeling about MySpace has always been that. I mean, I initially, what was it, 4 years ago or 5 years or whenever.
Oh, I got my head bit off by this guy, yeah.
You know, because MySpace is News Corp, and News Corp is MySpace. They are one and the same. MySpace is controlled by News Corp. News Corp controls MySpace. It is... big, big, big business.
Yeah.
That's exactly what MySpace is. And I was unrelenting about it, so much so that, yeah, I bit your head off about it. I was, you know, I was really, really, really vicious
mm-hmm.
about MySpace because it really is big business, and that's exactly what it is. It's not, you know, for the people, of the people, by the people. No, it is big business. That's
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Has, you know, the ghost hunting, independent ghost hunting groups, independent shows, independent everything. You know, you're at the whim and mercy of big business whenever you're talking about MySpace. There's never been a secret. It's never been a secret that I am for independent thought, independent media, independent everything.
Yeah.
Right? That's mm-hmm. not a secret. So using something like MySpace for your independent venture, your independent ideas, mm-hmm. it seems exactly at opposites, right? They seem to be polar opposite things.
Well, yeah, and I think...
Until somebody pointed out, mm-hmm. well, it's... you've never written a check to them, right? I mean, it's free. Use their bandwidth. Put up your stuff. It'll be great. I'm like, well, okay, I can kind of see that. You know, mm-hmm. it's free bandwidth, free place to put your pictures, free, you know, and they're paying. It's their dime.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. So I did it for quite a while,
mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. I made a lot of great friends. I you know, now that I've not gotten on MySpace for quite a while, I sort of miss some people, actually. It's really mm-hmm. interesting. But, you know, I'm not going to let it be part of... I'm not going to let it run my life.
Well, yeah, and I think that's really, you know, to go before we go any further with this thing, in regards to Satan's website.
That's why we call it Satan's website, because it is big business. It is against all of my ideals. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm with you on that, because I myself have withdrawn from the site, too. I really have. You know that for a fact.
Yeah. Well, man, we discussed it one day. Yeah, we're sitting there and talking, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and
blah,
I came blah, blah. And I came home that night.
And deleted.
Deleted my Facebook account. I had a Facebook account with a few people. I really didn't do too much on there, but I had a Facebook account, and I totally blew that thing away. So this is pointless. It's one more thing.
Right. Well, you hadn't been Facebookified. Although, of the two, I would think that Facebook is probably better than MySpace. Mm-hmm. It's not owned by News Corp or...
These are all big...
Chemical company
or
anything.
There's all this is all under one umbrella. It's called social networking, okay?
Right.
And there's plenty of sites out there now. You got the Satan's site. You got Satan's face, whatever. You got Satan Twitter. You got, you know, and let me
send me a Satan.
This Twitter thing, too. Let me let you all in.
I don't understand it. I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, let me let you all in on a little secret about Twitter, too, just in case you guys are really that big on letting people know what you do every 5 seconds of the day. Twitter was developed by a young man who was trying to find a way to develop a piece of software, who was trying to develop some software that basically could track an employee's activities all day long. So companies could justify paying that person. Okay? So what this thing would do is you'd be required to log into this thing at your company, wherever you work at, right? And say, okay, for this hour, I'll be making widgets. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then an hour later, they go, what are you doing now? Well, I'm making more widgets. Okay, well, that's great, okay. And then, okay, now I'm making bigger widgets in this hour. So what this thing does is just tracks...
New widgets is coming up.
It tracks your activity all day long, right? So what it essentially is doing, much like truckers...
It is Big Brother.
Well, it's Big Brother, much like truckers, and, you know, we know Larry, know, you know, our buddy Larry, right?
Yeah.
You could ask him the same question, because I've worked in the industry, I know. Truckers used to have a great job 20 years ago until they got satellite tracking. Mm-hmm. These guys could take a little detour off and look at the Grand Canyon for a few minutes while they were making their trip across the country. Now, mind you, okay, I understand that, you know, look, you're on the clock, you got to do your job. But, you know, sometimes people need a little stress relief. I'm going to stop here for a minute.
Well,
there
is a certain amount of time built into that. And I guess it depends on the company you're working for.
If you're not a slack, I mean, yeah, if you take a break here for a minute just to chill, I mean, it ain't going to kill anybody.
Because one thing that they enjoy a lot is stopping at Indian casinos along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And getting the buffets. Dirt cheap food, all the food you
there
can
you
eat.
Go.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. And,
well, yeah.
And
I think it's a related note. Okay.
A lot of their companies know this, that they're going to look for the bargains along the way.
Why not? Right?
It might be an extra 2 miles.
Well, Twitter Ooh. Is based around, you know, that's kind of it's related but not related. But Twitter, that was what it was originally designed for, was to watch over an employee all day long and make sure that they were working and they were getting 100% capacity out of every dollar they paid them per hour or whatever their salary was. Okay, so of course somebody decided, well, we can market this thing too because people are so concerned with what everybody does during the day. We can see that from Face Satan or My Satan.
Yeah, if I want to send you a short message, I'll text you.
Or I'll call you.
Yeah.
Doug won't do that.
I do. I call people sometimes.
So that's just
and I text a lot.
Point being is just so you guys know what you're using. Because my own mother called me one day.
Yeah.
And said, I think you were standing there, and I'm like, yeah. She's like, I just got one of these Twitter accounts. I'm like, why? What's the point? You don't even know how to use the damn thing, first of all. Second of all, why would you have that? And I explained to her, like, look, this is what it's all about. Why would you want to be reporting to somebody? You don't even work.
Right.
You're retired.
Your time should be your own.
It's your own time. Yeah. You have that luxury. Why would you want to deal with that crap? So, you know, okay, fine. And I'll be totally honest with you. I've never even been to the Twitter website.
I have not. If you typed in, it wouldn't even come up. Unless somebody else searched for it. It has not been on my computer.
And back to the email.
Well, no, okay.
Because you're not ever going to get through it.
Well, we have an hour.
We got an hour here. We got time. I'm in no rush. But so you guys know, I want to make that very clear. Just so you guys know, with you know, your cute little Twitter accounts and all that crap is hooked up to your cell phone. When you got satellite things going back and forth, all this black energy all over the place, there you go. That's where it came from. That's where it originated from. All
right. Right.
That's where a lot of this stuff originated.
You bought into it. You love it. I think that's fantastic. Yeah. And take away that freedom.
Enjoy yourself. All right. So
use the bandwidth for whatever, but I would say that it's probably not the greatest of ideas. It is.
Isn't there? But my,
666.
The question
it
I'm
is
asking,
the mark of the beast. It's really happening. I'm seeing it over and over.
Yeah.
I mean, now we've got credit cards that you just hold up to the, like, cashier's equipment or whatever, and beep.
Yep.
Oh, it took the money right out of my account. Now I'm happy, and I've got my, you know, loaf of bread.
Yeah.
That's bad for me. That's just wonderful. I think that's fantastic.
People buy into it hook, line, and sinker all the time. And I've been there. I have one still. It's wiped out. There's nothing on there except for a picture of me and Amber, pretty much. But, you know, look, I don't need you. I'm sorry. I don't understand. Again, I've been ranting about this for the last year and a half. I don't understand what's so important that you have to be telling people all of your activities throughout the day. Okay? And whether it's paranormally related or not, I don't care. You know, I've seen it before. So-and-so is on a ghost hunt right now. Good for you. Let me know how it goes.
And they will.
If you keep going back
to the site, they will.
Yeah, they'll let you know. That's even cooler. Fine, whatever. You know, I guess maybe we're wrong. I don't know. As far as seeing this over and over again. But, yeah, the Twitter thing you guys should know about. Let's see what else we got. We only got a couple minutes where we have to go to break here because we definitely need a break.
Well, okay. But I wanted to get that out of the way.
I got to go pee. You read. I got to go pee.
Well, let's go to break then.
You know what? No, we got a few. You know what? I'll hold it. Let me tie it off.
Oh. Do you need a...
Right. Does anyone have a tie from a sandwich bag?
A very, very, very small clothespin.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
Hold
that.
Hold on. Take my tweezers.
Anyway.
But I wanted everybody to know about the MySpace thing and why I felt that way about MySpace, because the rest of it doesn't really talk about MySpace other than in the...
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's...
Secondarily.
Let's get back to this after the break. We got like 2 minutes here.
All right.
Let's just drive that point home, just so people know. That's where it's all at. You know, and I guess I'm excited about
the counterpoints. I really am.
I'm so glad
that somebody took the time to write in these two items, because it has direct, you know, direct impart on what we're doing and why we believe the things that we believe.
I just think I know the last month or two of me, I've been really trying to, like, live life outside of the internet. The show was born from the internet. I acknowledge that, and I will always embrace that, too, that we wouldn't be doing what we're doing and having all the fun we're having if it wasn't for the internet. Okay? But there is life outside of MySpace. I can't say that enough. Think about it just for a few minutes. There is stuff going on outside of that, especially for the people that I've seen on there just, like, ranting back and forth. And this is something we've laughed at and poked fun at plenty of times here. It's just all the ranting back and forth that people do on this thing, right? Now, I guess it has to be said that, you know, communication is a great thing. People can communicate things. And that's what I hear from people, the emails I've gotten. Well, why do you always bag on MySpace? You know, it's a place where we can all go. It's a central location. We can all go and exchange ideas and do all that stuff. Well, that's cool, okay? I haven't really seen... with the exception of a few people out there, seeing like some really interesting ideas exchanged, right? And usually that's as a result because people want to bring more hits to their blog. So now it's, again, come down to this whole thing of, you know, let's the more me generation. You know, am I making any sense here whatsoever? Because I'm getting drooling looks from everybody in the studio.
It sounds about right.
It's just, I don't know. It makes me nervous. I don't want to see a... Whatever, I'm done.
Well, there's also what we had talked about.
Yeah.
About how absolutely, completely... Okay, one fellow on a dig thing written something... Or no, on I think it was Slashdot. Somebody had said something like, you know, they said that I need a LinkedIn page. But I already have a MySpace and a Facebook or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody actually wrote back and said, do you know what? I'm a hiring manager. And the person could have been lying. I don't know.
This is an interesting thing,
care.
Yeah. Yeah.
The person said, I'm a hiring manager, and I have never, ever hired anybody because of their MySpace, LinkedIn, or Facebook profile.
Mm-hmm.
I have, however, not hired people
mm-hmm.
because of their MySpace, LinkedIn, or, well, not LinkedIn.
He was talking specifically about Which immediately caused people to go and delete accounts when all you had to do was think, I can make it private.
No, and that's crap, too, because there's ways to get around that, Bonnie. And I know we had this argument last weekend, and there's ways to get around that. If you really want to find the dirt on somebody, see, the Internet isn't foolproof. Like, people want to make you believe, like, oh, it's private information. They can't get, you know what? And you go out there and actually read some articles, like, you know, Slashdot's a good example. And every day I see if Facebook had their database hacked. MySpace had their database hacked. All this crap's getting hacked.
I don't have anything on there that I care about. Well, there you go. Knowing.
A lot of people do. I don't know why. I'll never understand that. And that's what it comes back right to what we're saying is the privacy issue.
Stuff
right.
Is completely random.
The thing is you could, you know what? Let's do it. We got to take a break. Because I want to get back to a few counterpoints in the next half hour. And then, of course, coming up after that is going to be the lovely Tamara Thorne, but not until. We go to break, and then we come back and talk about the rest of this letter.
Ghostly Talk!
Station 3.0.
WPIRG, Crossroads Paranormal, and ASPRN are excited to announce the first annual North Central Paranormal Meeting and Expo. The event will take place on June 6, 2009, at the Honeywell Center Gym in Wabash, Indiana. The time of the event is 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admittance is free. All paranormal enthusiasts are welcome to attend, and groups or individuals may set up a table at the event free of charge. We are currently collecting donations to raffle off at the event. Each person that attends the event will receive one raffle ticket. But if you bring a non-perishable food item, you will receive an additional entry. The food items collected will be donated to a local nonprofit food pantry to help those in need. If you are planning to attend the event, we would love for you to participate in our paranormal photo contest. Bring your photo to the event, and people can vote for the best photo by placing a quarter into the canister that will be placed next to your photo. The money raised from voting will also be donated to a nonprofit organization. The picture that has the most money in their canister will be the winner of the best paranormal photo. Prize to be announced at a later date. The ASPRN feed will be open for the event, and CPR show hosts Chris and Mike will be broadcasting the event and hope that other radio hosts from ASPRN will also participate in the broadcast. What this means is that if you are a group or individual that is going to attend the event, stop by the live broadcast booth and tell us about yourself or your group live on air. If you have any questions about the event or table space, contact Jason at wpirg@yahoo.com. If you would like to make a donation, contact Chris at chris@cprshow.com. That's chris@cprshow.com. Or if you have any questions about ASPRN, feed, you can contact Mike at mike@asprn.com.
State Paranormal is proud to announce it's hosting the first East Central Indiana Paranormal Conference, July 9th to the 11th. 3 days of special guests, workshops, lectures, and fun events. Fun for the whole family. For more information, please check us out at paraconference.com.
Continuing on.
Oh, we're back on the air.
Yeah.
They let us back on.
I think.
So, the listener...
Right. Yeah, let's take it right into this thing.
You know, the paranormal community, that is Ghost Hunting Groups, Paranormal TV, and MySpace. We already talked about MySpace. I'm done with that. Absolutely done with that.
We can move on.
Have been stated pretty clearly. And yes, our opinions on those have been stated pretty clearly.
Yeah.
While I respect your opinion, I want to try a offer a few counterpoints.
Which I think is pretty cool.
And I'm really happy. I'm excited about this because I do want to talk about these.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want people to understand. Go.
Oh, okay. Let me read.
That was the end of the sentence. I didn't say.
First off, not every group that starts a MySpace page or wants to be guests on your show or does anything to bring attention to themselves are just trying to become celebrities. Some people just love to talk about all things paranormal. Some are just trying to get their evidence out to the public, and some are just trying to find their footing in a rather large subculture. I have heard you ask the question why many times. Why do they want to get their names out there? What are they trying to gain? However, you don't ask the same questions about the bands that submit their music to you. Well, I feel that... Let's stop right there, okay? We don't ask the same questions to bands that submit their music to us, okay? And
I think we know why. They want to create their music. They want to get some kind of recording contract. They want to become rock stars.
Well, I think a lot of them do.
Some of them don't.
A lot of them I've talked to personally. I mean, we talk to everybody that's on the show personally. I think you hear I've talked to the people about this, got their permission to play the music on here, and they're all independent bands. And a lot of them, and they have really emailed me back and said, man, it was such a charge just to hear our music on your guys' show. It was just so cool. They didn't hear, I didn't hear anything from them saying, and this isn't, it wasn't brought up, but...
Ooh, next up at Carnegie Hall.
Can't wait to see what the producers and whatever is going to tell you. They just got a charge out of that, right? I think, like you just said, Doug, it's an obvious point that, yeah, these people are trying to get their exposure to their music. They want people to hear their music. And that, okay, fine, that's cool. That's been an established thing in the music industry for, 100 years now?
And it's the way to do it.
It's the way to do it. That's fine. Now, we have a new subculture now. We have a whole new subculture coming around. That didn't exist seven years ago, eight years ago. Yeah, not even that. And somebody even said this to me. This came up in a conversation. Who the heck? It might even be in this email. I don't even know. Let me read further here.
Well, I don't know.
However, you don't ask anybody. Okay. Well, I feel like paranormal groups are a lot like bands, but instead of writing songs, we record EVPs or other evidence. Unlike bands, though, there aren't a lot of bars or clubs asking us to come set up on Saturday night and show them what we've got. Okay, now, point taken. Totally understand that. I really understand what you're saying. But that's where my issue is with that. And I'm seeing more... It seems like there's more emphasis when it comes to putting together a ghost hunting group on the fact that, okay, we've made fun of this. We've talked about this. We've mentioned this, that, okay, we need to get our matching shirts. We all need to get these pictures of us standing ominously, looking like we're a bunch of badasses, you know, or whatever it may be. And we need to have a really cool name. This has all been beat to death. We've talked about it over and over again, right? That's where I'm kind of confused at, because this person even said, they're like rock bands. Why do they have to be like rock bands? Why can't they go out there and do research?
Right. Why can't they be like science clubs?
Yeah. I guess I'm used to the geeky side of this thing. Where,
science clubs or AV clubs or computer clubs or something like that.
Yeah.
Why are they like rock bands? Why do they have to put themselves on display and essentially do exactly what they said? Not everybody who starts a MySpace page wants to be guests on your show or does anything to bring attention to themselves or just trying to become celebrities. Well, then why don't they just do that?
Here's my question, though.
Yeah.
If you're doing it because you love doing it and you want to do it, why do you need to be recognized for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an interesting counterpoint to that too. Now, mind you, the person who wrote this letter, I'm not
ragging on you.
We're not ragging on anybody.
No,
this, was just a really good email.
Really good
that
email.
Made us think. And there's more. There's even more here. Where are we at? So we follow the roads that are presented to us, generally starting at listening to shows like Ghostly Talk, then delving in deeper to the bottomless abyss that is Paranormal Talk Radio. Okay. Then the next logical step is to try to be guests on those shows. The issue here is that those same shows that pride themselves on being the voice of the little guy, or that started broadcasting to help ghost hunting groups get heard, are now complaining about the fact that a new group is born every minute and are acting like elitist towards every group that wasn't around before ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That's a really, really, really good point.
Yeah.
However, what I see in the paranormal community now as it is a lot of noise and very little signal. That's something that they talk about in whenever there's an information overload kind of situation. Do you remember the news groups? Usenet news groups.
Uh-huh.
And you remember the online chat things like FNet and UUNet or whatever
school.
They are.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
those old school things. Well, one of the things that those things did is they became humongous and full of information. And a lot of
we're full of a lot of noise, like you just
is
said.
Is noise, and very little is signal. It's very much like the SETI program, listening for something, you know, signs of intelligent life in the universe.
Yeah.
Out of static. I mean, you're just listening to static and
hence,
static.
And there is that correlation right there.
Teeny little bit. Maybe there's going to be a beep. I don't know, but there certainly hasn't been yet. And I think there's a lot of noise as far as new ghost hunting groups, and very little signal.
Yeah.
Very, very few of them that are being created now because of the TV shows and the paranormal talk shows and Coast to Coast AM and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all of that stuff, so I think very rarely will the right person get the idea, you know, I think I want to get together with a couple of friends and go to a cemetery at night. And go check out, you know, Aunt Martha's haunted house. Or, you know, something like that. There's very, very few people who have what it actually takes to really get in, get the evidence, understand the evidence, and then come out and present it to people in an intelligent way.
No, and that, it's a... people out there that are doing this thing, that's awesome. I mean, we've been saying it since day one, and it does this email, again, makes some very interesting points. Back in the day, we did it. I mean, we spent a lot of shows talking to just ghost hunting groups.
Yeah.
And I hope to come back to that someday. I really do.
Yeah.
You haven't heard too many of them on the show recently, because we've had a lot of interesting people we wanted to get on here.
It's all the same thing. And here's another thing. A lot of the, it's not an application, you just simply send an email, scottellicosleytalk.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you say, hey, can I come on your show? And you go, oh, well, of course. I mean, those hiccups are from martinis.
It didn't
go well over audio, but you know, I want to come on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's what I had pictured in my head, anyway.
Okay.
Where was I? Oh, yes. So a lot of them, instead of being, we went to this place and this place and this place, we've consistently, you know, heard from a ghost spirit named Bob who has, you know, contacted us at several different places with the same voice and the same, you know, the same tone. And we think that we've got a haunting here that we really want to research, we're really into, we want you guys to hear it. And, you know, instead of coming up with something like that, what we get in the email is, well, I've been on this show, and I've been on that show, and I wrote a pilot, and I starred in my pilot, and I did this, and I talked to so-and-so from A&E, and I talked to so-and-so from Sci-Fi, and I did this, and oh, yes, and I was on this show and that show, and then I got on
to and we've
the
had some
ABC
interesting TV. Responses to these comments already on that right there, where people are like, well, look.
And it's like, okay, if you want to be an entertainer, be an entertainer. If you want to be a ghost hunter, be a ghost hunter, okay?
Amen, Doug.
No, and that's the bottom line right there.
Yeah.
It really is. That's what it comes down to, is just that.
I want to talk to the ghost hunters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to the entertainer.
There's been a misconception, though, I think, and this out of fairness, and this is what people have emailed us back and said, hey, I think the reason people are sending you emails with that content and not the actual work they're doing is that they think, well, to get on a radio show, they have to display some kind of experience in media to tell
the
person.
To get on this radio show, you're absolutely wrong.
No.
To get on this radio show, we need to have something interesting to talk to you about, and that's it. That is the only qualification to get on Ghostly Talk, is we've got to have something interesting to talk to you about.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's all we need. We don't need you to have been on Larry King.
No, you don't need to be.
You do not have to have been on Coast to Coast AM. You do not have to have been on anything. You could be. As a matter of fact, there have been people you've said, look, your information is fantastic. We want you to come on the show. Mm-hmm. And they go, I don't know why. Why would I want to come on the show?
There's been plenty of people.
And that's been only this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been looking for the interesting people.
Mm-hmm. No, and we've had people.
And I'm not saying that some people who've emailed us and have come on the show have not been interesting. I have had a fantastic time with this show. Mm-hmm. And a lot, I'd say 98 to 99% of our guests have been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
There. That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, we've had a great time with everybody. Okay, fine. Point being, you made the point, Doug. You laid it down, and that's where it's at right there. I hope that answers that question.
I hope so. Person.
I mean, that's what we're really trying. Like we've been saying here, it's an ideology. It isn't it isn't this major reorganization we're doing, but it's an ideology going. Okay,
and we're really searching for the signal in that noise.
Yeah,
because right now, face it, it is a lot of noise, and I understand where you're coming from. Reader, writer, author, I don't know whoever wrote this.
Mm-hmm. I'm omitting names just to be fair.
Thank you. I understand where they're coming from, and I really, really dig it that it's, it is for the little guy. It is, this was written obviously for somebody who perhaps, from the point of view, mm-hmm. somebody who perhaps wanted to say something, but it always fell on deaf ears. And that can happen. That's Jerry in the American Ghost Watchers. We know that these people exist.
Yeah.
Right? Someone has something to say, although in Jerry's case, because it's obviously a trumped-up comedy kind of thing, it was fake evidence that he was trumping, but he had something to say and nobody would listen. We wouldn't listen to him in American Ghost Watchers, And nobody will listen to him. And had it been real evidence, we would have closed the door on a missed opportunity.
And that sucks hard.
It does.
That really
and we
sucks.
Will, in our hobbyist broadcasting career, we will shut the wrong doors sometimes. It's going to happen.
It happens. It happens.
And I feel bad that that's going to happen, but we have to search for the signal in the noise.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's difficult. They're making it really difficult.
Second point this person makes. This is really interesting. This is an interesting idea, too. Which brings me to my second point. While you may feel that shows like Ghost Hunters, Paranormal State, etc. suck hard, we never said any of those shows sucked hard. Did we say that last weekend?
I did.
Did you? Okay.
Paranormal State sucks hard.
Yeah,
Paranormal State sucks.
That's what
everybody... Never made any comments about Ghost Hunters. We never...
No, I have not made any...
I don't agree with all their ideas.
I have comments about Ghost Hunters, but I've never made any in public.
Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Anyways. Suck hard. That's a great way to start a sentence off. I would think that your listenership has probably skyrocketed since all these shows started showing up. I don't pay much attention to it. But anyways, one would think that you might embrace the newfound popularity of paranormal TV, and it is certainly benefiting you as much as anybody. I'll keep reading. So it baffles me that you would come on the air and say anything negative about these shows. Although I do realize that you're giving your honest opinion, there would probably be at least 1,000 people who listen to your show that never would have heard about it or bothered to look if it wasn't for that suck-ass show. Okay, cool. Interesting points again. I think we've been very vocal on this show over years that we're doing this show. If people want to listen to the show, and a lot of people want to listen to the show, that's really cool. We're really honored for that, okay? We're still paying for the server time always for this thing.
Right. If one person or 10 million people.
In any way, shape, or form.
Right. If one person or 10 million people want to listen to the show, the server's paid for.
Yeah. I mean, and don't get me wrong. Now, it has to be said that if it wasn't for wonderful people, even like, this person who sent us this cool email, it would be kind of weird not to do Ghostly Talk.
About the shows. Yes. Nowadays, they suck. Even Ghost Hunters. Ghost Hunters absolutely sucks. I was watching sci-fi TV for something. I don't remember. Some alligator was eating people, or I don't remember. But anyway, something's going on, right? Oh, I know. It was the Stargate movies.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the Stargate movies on sci-fi TV last night or the night before. Night before last. And they came on a commercial for the newest thing of Ghost Hunters, right? And there he is. Right? Jay himself, Jason, is standing there in beautiful, what, green and white, right?
Because
That's how they film it. And he's like, I think he did the classic. I think it was, what was that?
Yeah.
Or something moved, or something like that. And I thought, oh, God, Ghost Hunters now officially sucks. It absolutely sucks. It used to be. I remember the first season.
First season was fun.
I remember the first. And the second season was okay, too. The first season was classic. That was much more like actual ghost hunting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second season was a little bit hokier, but not bad. Not bad. First of all, you can tell when a paranormal TV show sucks. And here's how. If every single week they have a ghost, or every single week they've got activity, or every single week they're being haunted by a demon, okay, then it sucks. It absolutely sucks. It does not represent reality at all. It is no longer reality TV, and it has landed firmly, firmly and squarely in the realm of entertainment. And that's exactly what Ghost Hunters is now. I feel bad for Jason and Grant.
They're good people. They're great people.
I hope and pray that they will survive through the length of the show, become, you know, fabulously wealthy and famous, but also maintain their interest in the paranormal and start seeking out real ghosts instead of sci-fi invented ghosts. Because that's what you're seeing now.
Yeah.
That's what you started seeing in the third season. I believe it was as early as the third season where you started seeing sci-fi invented ghosts.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that. And if you want to talk about it, I'm not the person to talk about this with, right? Because this is the first and only time I will ever talk about Ghost Hunters and paranormal TV in this honest and open of a manner.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about it on the internet. There's places to go. There's obviously
we pointed you that way.
The Ghost Divas blog. There's the Who Forwarded. You know, there's plenty of places to go and talk about, you know, and learn. Because these people, the Ghost Divas and the Ghost Hunters International, or whatever they are, Ghost
Incorporated.
Yeah, wow. Ghost Hunters International.
They're going to love you for that.
That's probably another fabulous TV show that obviously, you know, gets ghosts every time.
Mm.
Except it's in Europe, yeah. Where there's more ghosts per capita. But the
it's scientifically proven, by the way.
Obviously. But they, you know, there are places to go and learn. I mean, these people are going through and they are studying, you know, the shows. I mean, there's literally people who study these shows and they put up everything about a show. You know, what could have happened, what couldn't have happened, how this phenomena could have happened and been real, but it's never presented to you, you know, in the entertainment medium is that show.
Yeah.
And so there are places to go and study this.
To answer the question, though.
Mostly, I want you to think.
Yeah.
I want everybody who can hear me and who hasn't already turned off the show to think. Watch the show, if you must, and think about it. Think, I wonder if that could really happen.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that was entertainment or actual evidence. I wonder what Jay and Grant think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Donna LaForge or whatever her name is, Donna LaCroix, I wonder if Donna LaCroix is real. Because she definitely hasn't shown up for any physical thing in the United States ever.
Well, as far as us being somewhere, I mean, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, she's a CGI image.
Yeah. Well, yeah, to answer the question, though, this the person who sent us this email basically said, you know, why, you know, you guys should be so happy that, you know, there's a, well, yeah, it's great, you know, wonderful, yeah. No, we don't care.
It was great at first.
It was exciting at first, but now it's more embarrassing than anything. Well, yeah.
It really is more embarrassing.
It is, because every time I don't know if I've ever said this on the air before, but I've said this to people in plenty of conversations, right, where people are like, so, and I've said, I've talked to people who have literally, in a conversation that I don't know, have said, well, I'm going to be going to do some paranormal thing. And they don't know what I do. Or they don't know what I'm a part of and whatnot.
Right, right.
And I found myself nowadays going, that's great. I got to go. See you later.
Yeah.
as opposed to going, oh, well, God, I'm the guy. Here, let me help you. Because the question from experience, it's been, oh, so you're into ghost hunting and stuff like that. So, you know, so do you guys, like, you know, 3 a.m., do you guys, like, go and go nuts and dead time, all this crap? Like, on those guys, those, you know, people. And I,
what's your deal?
Then I waste 3 hours of my time that, believe me, nowadays I don't have a lot of anymore. And I waste 3 hours of my time going, okay, this is how it really is done.
Yeah.
Explain to these people and trying to help them, because I'd feel like a jerk if I didn't say something.
Right.
Telling them, okay, this is how it's really done. That's just TV. Okay, please understand the difference. Okay. So, you know, there's the thing with TV. Yeah, fine. It was exciting at first, I guess, in all honesty. But now I can care less. I really can care less.
Right.
We have a fun time doing the show. People like to listen to the show.
I really and honestly do not want to talk about Jason and Grant anymore.
No, we don't really
care. I don't want to talk about Ghost Hunters International or whatever, the, you know, Donna LaCroix.
Who knows? I don't even pay attention. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't want to talk. I just don't want to talk about them anymore. I really don't.
No, we'll put this thing to bed tonight.
You know what I think? I think after Ghost Hunters is done, after its run ends, right? And maybe it'll be in reruns for 150 years. I don't care. But after it ends, 5 years after that, let's say, that's when I want to talk to Jason and Grant.
Yeah.
That's when I want to talk to...
They're good people. I can't... They are. They're great people.
I think they're fantastic people. I think right now, my honest opinion, is that they're caught up in entertainment.
Yeah, well, that's like anything. And doing the show...
Let's put it this way. I've been in a couple movies that are obviously hilarious, but you know what? I'm not on IMDb, and I'm proud of that.
You're still going to work.
I am not an actor.
Yeah.
I am a human being, a person. I am... me, and I am exactly what you see.
Going to work every day, and we're still doing our show, and we still do it all on our own. It really isn't anything different, and this is a direct response to this question. Nothing has really changed here whatsoever.
Nope.
Since since all these TV shows came on TV, we're still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We've never forced it. We never tried to make it anything more than it really is to us. Right. That's the bottom line there. So, fine. Maybe we got some more people listening to this show as a result of that. Thank you. That's really cool. Glad to hear that, right? But, you know, if it wasn't the same, if we were still doing the same thing, spinning our wheels, doing this show, whatever, and there was no such thing as paranormal reality TV stuff going on at this time, I don't think it would make much of a difference.
Uh-uh.
I really don't think it would make much of a difference. So,
no, we'd still be sitting here doing this.
I think we would actually ghost hunt more often.
We probably would.
Because really what that's done, what the TV shows have done for me, is they've made it so that you go out to a cemetery, you go out to a haunted train track, or you go out to a haunted anything, and there's like 50 people there.
Yeah.
In the nice weather, obviously, in the, you know, freezing cold winter, which, by the way, we're going to have another bash of.
Yeah, we're going to get snow down again.
Yeah, right, 6 inches
of
snow.
Spent a lot of time on this one email.
I'm glad because
it's a very intelligent email.
And thank you so much. People who think along those lines, and I can totally see all of this, and I agree to some extent with those counterpoints. But I do want you all to think. I want you to look.
That's
what
it comes down to at the end of the day. Don't be just walking around blindly going,
I want you to develop your own opinion. And you know what? Sometimes you don't have to even tell anybody your own opinion.
No.
It's true. You don't have to get on a board online and say, you know, make up a really cool screen name, an internet persona, if you will, and then totally blast Chip Coffee. Well, there's no reason to do it sometimes.
No, there isn't.
There really, really isn't. You could just feel that way and not let anybody know.
There you go.
Sometimes that's the point. How many times are you going to hear about me and my opinions? You'll hear them. They come through. I talk about myself and my opinions and stuff on this show in conversation with our guests, because our guests are a conversation, right? And part of a conversation is people will learn about you and your opinions and what you've seen before and what you feel is going to be in the future. And, you know, and so people will learn my opinions, but I rarely ever confront and just blast it out there for everybody to know. It's not how I work. Mm-hmm. Quite often, there's a lot of people out there who I just don't like, but they have no clue.
Mm-hmm.
No clue whatsoever, because I've never gone up to them and said, I don't like you, and here's why. And I made up a persona. I'm Super Hunter Ghost Man. Or, you know, on this and that board. And so I'm the one who blasted you for your 16 different points that you guys...
Yep.
I don't care about that. You know what? Because let them go and do whatever they want, and as long as they don't affect my life.
Yeah.
And right now, my life is quite good.
We need to take a break here because we're going to be doing some more bitching with Tamara.
We're going to bitch all beautiful, night. Beautiful and lovely Tamara Thorne is coming up in the next hour, followed, of course, by Mark Kimmel in the last hour of the show. I can't wait. I have not talked to Tamara in quite a while. This is going to be awesome. In our breaks, of course, we play all independent music. You know I am all about the independent. This is more independent music. I want you to listen. I want you to take it in. I want you to see if independent music is for you.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.